The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 10th of April, 2018. I got Robbie Ravolt in the wings here. Hang on a second, Robbie. Good Lord, a London mayor promises to enforce ban on knives. Take their guns, take their knives. Then also demand to continue taking in the very people using the guns and the knives to wreak havoc on law-abiding people of that same city while leaving Londoners defenseless against attacks. It is madness how the once proud Brits have allowed themselves to be made fools of the globalist operatives like Sadiq Khan, who's been pushing for enhanced Muslim immigration into Great Britain. By the way, that's kind of that's unfair to be calling these people Muslim, because I don't know of any religion, and a lot has been talked about. You know, it's one thing to be an infidel, but be invited into another country and murder their citizens because they're surrounded by infidels? That's not a belief. That is not a religious belief system. Call it what it is. Out of control, angry murderers and rapists. That's what they are. That is not compatible with any Western law whatsoever that I know of. Well, so he's pushing for the enhanced Muslim immigration into Great Britain. For years, even as the immigration has created a shocking increase in violent street crime by extremists. The same increases in violence is taking place throughout Western Europe and Canada, and should these globalists have their way, this will be coming soon to an American city near you. Now, you already have heard that American cities, their city councils, are banning weapons. They don't care if it's in a look-alike assault weapon or a hand. They don't care. They're banning all weapons. Flying in the face of their own state constitution and the federal constitution and the Supreme Court and just about everybody in America, except for the snowflakes that think fairy dust is real. Robbie Ravolt. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John, you know, you were talking about the all the immigrants into Western Europe, like Britain and other places and Sweden and so forth and Australia. And, you know, I got friends in some of these places. And look, half of it is these Muslims, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and so forth. But what everybody fails to really mention is the sub-Saharan African, like 85 IQ and below buffoons that run around raping, pillaging, and everything else. So they deserve just as much of our ire as any of the Muslim immigrants into Europe as well, because a lot of them are coming from sub-Saharan Africa, and many of them are not Muslims. Guess what? They're just basically trisexuals. Anything with an orifice, they'll try to, you know, mount.
Careful, Robert. Rein that in a little bit.
All right. Let's talk about this. Mark Zuckerberg in the Facebook testimony. There was a female senator, and she was of Asian extraction. And I'm going to tie this in what I sent the board up. you know, this individual, Mr. Yee, this senator from California that's introducing the curtailing of the First Amendment with fact checkers like Snopes, fact checks, and all the rest of the fake fact checkers, he's Chinese, okay? And so we talk about communist penetration into our land here. And the one place that we really fail as far as all of us in the alternative media is the Chinese angle. You know, remember Chinagate, John. You and I are old enough to remember during the Clinton administration with Mr. Charlie Tree and Mr. Schwartz from the Laurel Corporation. All
yeah,
of
every, our, everybody that slept in the Lincoln bedroom probably all together at the same night. Yeah.
Yeah. So this massive penetration from communist China, the last big superpower of communism on the planet right now, this seems to, like, fall on deaf ears, especially with the Democratic Party, of course, because they've been in bed with these people from day one. And all the fake Republicans as well, the corporate Republicans, the Boeing people, and all these people have been in bed with China for 20, 30, 40 years. And so the communist penetration from China into our country, Department of Energy, the Confucius Institutes, all this crap that goes on our college campuses, which is all basically communist, like, juggernaut activity on. And where do you think this Antifa garbage, a lot of it comes from? It comes from, you know, Rothschild's pivot to Asia. They set up, you know, the John Birch Society, why it was created and everything else is because of the State Department and all the basically the Jewish gangsters that set up communist China, Sidney Shapiro, Epstein, all these characters, you know, all the way back from Behind Communism with Frank L. Britton, all these books that we've all read. And this has been a big blind spot for a lot of us in our movement. And now we see this state senator, Mr. Yee, introducing this curtailing of the First Amendment with fact checkers and the rest, and it all ties in together. And this Asian female senator was actually grilling Mark Zuckerberg.
Bashar al-Assad near his...
She's the leftist, and she's sitting here whining to Mark Zuckerberg, "Are you working with ICE, et cetera, like it's a bad thing for any American corporation to work with immigration and customs enforcement, which is actually a constitutional entity to maintain our immigration system." She's making it out like immigration and customs enforcement is somehow an evil entity now that Trump took it over. Now, the 8 years during Obama, none of these leftists whined about immigration customs enforcement. Like, it was just like a non-entity. But now that a Republican who's been, let's just say, a little bit stronger on maintaining our border system, et cetera, now all of a sudden ICE is like run by the Russians or something. And so this is another just, you know, and how you can point out the hypocrisy of these people. Now this female Asian senator is like, oh, my gosh, Mark Zuckerberg, are you working with ICE? Would you give them any information? Like, ICE is somehow not an American government agency anymore. This is how sick and basically treasonous these people have become. And, you know, Oath Keepers put this out the other day. They're like, look, the Democratic Party in the United States has become the party of civilian disarmament. And so now they're basically outright becoming the Bolsheviks that we all knew that they were. Mm-hmm. But now the velvet glove is falling off. The iron fist is appearing. And we all have to be able to just say, hey, you people are basically traitors. Like Deerfield, Illinois, John, I covered this on my program Sunday. 6-0. They voted to just carte blanche vote to say anybody that was in Deerfield, Illinois, 25 miles north of Chicago, if you own an AR or an AK, you are automatically a criminal come June 13th or whatever that date is. And so, and you should have seen some of those people up there in Deerfield, man. They were ripping on this city council. But,
well,
I
Robert, yeah. Rather than doing it on June, what did you say?
Yeah, June, some date in June, they're saying, hey, look, if you don't get
no,
rid
I
of
heard,
your
I heard weapons, that. I thought you had the exact date. What I was just going to say is I would do it on July 4th. Come and take it if you can. Come on.
Hey, well, you know what's great, John, is a lot of these guys stood up there and said, hey, look, there's such a thing called we're not obeying an unjust law. And so, I mean, these guys were hardcore. They're like, look, I'm telling all my people, the hell with what this council's saying. And they're sitting there testifying right before them. You're going to have to come, you know, just like you said. And so we're reaching a
well, okay, well, okay, Robert, slow to roll. Yeah. Okay, slow down, man. You don't give me a chance to jump in anywhere.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, man. Who is going to be enforcing this? They're calling for this to be a voluntary turn-in in Deerfield?
Deerfield, Illinois, it's basically they voted 6-0.
No. I got that. Robert, yeah. No, I got that. I'm asking you a specific question. If you don't know the answer, just tell me. Who is this?
I don't know, but okay. I guess it would be the PD. PD there.
Well, they better start taking applicants for more police. By God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't... You're right. You're right. They become the civilian disarmament.
One more thing, John.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this, and I observed this. All the Democrats that were trying to do a fake grilling of Mark Zuckerberg, what they were doing was they were throwing these little softballs at him, saying, "Mark, what you did was you were directing ads towards white people, basically saying, and then." Basically hiding ads from black people for housing and et cetera, trying to basically make it was like Facebook was being like weakly racist, et cetera, while overlooking, and even the right wingers like Ted Cruz and so forth totally went over this about like SWAT teaming, Facebook being responsible for the SWAT teaming of Sergeant Brandon Robb, a Marine in Virginia, where he made a certain post on Facebook. Next thing you know, he gets SWAT teamed. He gets involuntarily committed in a mental ward for 96 hours. So basically what they did was gloss over Facebook's entire history of Black Lives Matter, Marxist propaganda, and all the rest of it. And so the leftists tried to make it look like Mark Zuckerberg was secretly like just a crypto right winger, and he helped get Trump elected with the Russians, where they overlooked all the glaring suppression of conservative thought or libertarian thought or constitutional thought, and the rest of it, the whole thing was a sham. It was just like so disgusting.
Well, and like Robert, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but I said that most of these people that he's going up in front of, he donated to their campaigns.
Right. And here's another thing. And what they did was, Facebook was totally in a tank for Hillary to win the presidency, and then covered up a lot of the Rosatom, Uranium One stuff, and the Podestas, and all that garbage we all know about. But yet now they're taking these light hits, saying that Facebook, through taking a few Russian ads, a few $1,000, helped Trump get elected. So they're ignoring like this 99% lion's share of Facebook being latched with the communist movement in the United States and the Democratic Party. And so the Alinskyite misdirection kind of projection tactic of saying there's this little bit of Facebook over here with the Russians helped the Republicans, when there was like a massive evidence of Facebook, Twitter, the rest of them being involved in all these Marxist Bolshevik causes. And they're totally turning a blind eye to all that. It's just so hilarious to watch it if you've got a mind. But unfortunately, many of our citizens don't have a mind.
Well, and like I said, I could only watch 10 minutes of those hearings today.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was just evident that nothing of any substance was going to be said. I did watch Mr. Zuckerberg's body language coming to the hearings, and he looked like a little automaton. He looked like if somebody told him to turn right, he would jump out of his skin. It was just unnatural body movements and furtive little eyes looking around. And And I'm going, you know, he's almost acting like a human being that has a conscience that knows that his hand was caught in the cookie jar. But my big brother is going to come to my aid against Mummy because Mummy caught me with the hand in the cookie jar. You know,
you know what's so fascinating about Facebook? Mark Zuckerberg, Center for Talented Youth, same place Lady Gaga comes out of, same place the guy from Napster comes out of. This is like a tank that they pull these kids out of to make front. And so we all know that NQTEL funded Google and Facebook. This is all think tank CIA money.
Yeah,
and so Mark Zuckerberg's a front. But, you know, if you watched Star Trek and that android named Data, Mark Zuckerberg and Data are almost the exact same person.
Except Zuckerberg uses contractions. Data didn't.
Yeah, and he speaks Mandarin Chinese, and his wife's Chinese, so he's full-blown commie, and people don't even want to make that connection.
Well, I didn't even know that, and you know what? I don't really care because Mr. Zuckerberg is what he is. You know, I mean, he stole the concept from his college mates.
This guy's responsible for, like, honor killings and killing of heretics in Pakistan, where if somebody posts something that's critical of, like, Prophet Muhammad or Sharia law in Pakistan, Facebook sicks the authorities on these people, and they get whacked by the authorities. I mean, they got blood on their hands.
Wow. All right. Well, Robert, I do appreciate it. I take it you have the day off today.
Yes, I do. All right. I'll see you, John.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you.
Take care. It's hard to slow him down. You know, I've talked to Ken on the weekends on the Sunday night program, and he goes, man, he says, when I'm done with his show, all the clips and all the stuff, he says, I'm dead tired. He keeps me running for 3 hours, and I can see why. He's very passionate. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
John, I'd have to say that's call of the year right there. Robert Rabel, that's call of the year for me. He was just spot on everything he was saying.
Frank, just think about it now, that if this bill passes in California and his broadcast is received by somebody's computer through the internet in California, Mr. Ravolt, they're probably going to come after him and tell him that we checked your facts and you're wrong.
Well, one last thing, though, before I forget.
Yes, sir.
The real reason that I really had to call in, it was a great call, everything he said, but he's right. The alternative media had totally dropped the ball on. I've known about what he's talking about with regards to China. I've known this for years and years and years. And I don't talk about it because anytime I bring it up, people roll their eyes and look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm not well-researched enough to really be able to back it up with references and facts. But my gut tells me this is true, and I'm not putting words in Robert's mouth, but when I hear China, okay, and when I hear communism, I hear Judaism. When I hear China, I hear Israel. It's collusion. The international Jewry, like Robert was kind of explaining there, the long, long history, and you can go look up some of this information on the internet. I believe there's a website called The Jewish Faces of China. But the Jews have been in collusion and using China against us and against Western civilization for a long time, and they're going to be one of the engines to bring us down.
All right.
Go back. I really urge people to go back and listen to everything that Robert just said. Go back to the archives when they come up and listen to everything that Robert just said, but paid special attention to everything he said about China.
All right, and I would remind people, if my clock is correct, if you go back in the archives and listen to it, second hour, about 10 minutes into the second hour. All right, Frank.
You know what's funny? Hey, John, you know what's so funny? Yeah. I was having this very conversation with somebody just 3 or 4 hours ago and saying nobody ever talks about it.
Wow.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Frank. Miller in New York. Is that the first name or the last name? You might want to ask him. Maybe you got it wrong. Maybe you heard it wrong. You asked two times. Okay. First name or last name? We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. The camera looks through me.
Oh, I didn't pick that bumper music, did I? Kill it. Kill the music. I'm sorry? Okay, I've got dead air over here. Kill that bumper music from my show. Rip it by its hair roots out of that computer, will you? He doesn't remember. Okay. I do believe, Chris Hinckley. Hello, Chris Hinckley. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. You sound better than I do. And you're in where? California?
Oh, no. I agree with you. I think China should buy it, and the condition is that they have to take it with them.
Yeah, tow it home. Tow it home.
And what's interesting is the way things are coming apart at the seams. And what was the article that I read yesterday about how they're talking about how they're leading the world, and oh gosh, I'm gonna have to find that article.
You're talking about China?
No, it's kind of the nexus of what you're talking about. It's California is basically saying that they are China. California leadership. I'll find that article in a second, but it's them saying, you know, America, there's a war and there's no we can't have two perspectives anymore. Not that we do, but you know, we got to do things in America the way that we do them in California. And this, while California's on fire, basically.
Well, I don't know what the solution to this commie takeover. And boy, that's an often used term that we've been using for, I don't know, 70, 80, 90 years. When you say that, people go, what? Huh? But
yeah.
I'm looking at California, and any ideas on how the people of California can save themselves from the asshats that are running things? Short of the firing squad.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that I've been focusing on lately is Michael Lind's prescient book from 1995. It's titled The Next American Nation, The New Nationalism and the Fourth American Revolution. And he coined the term Brazilianization in it. And he called it a high-tech feudal anarchy featuring an archipelago of privileged whites in an ocean of white, black, and brown poverty, which is, you know, pretty prophetic. And now you can see that happening. You can see these people retreating to their enclaves in places like San Francisco or in that area. And it's interesting that in the wake of the alleged YouTube thing and supposedly Nassim Agdam visited a gun club the morning of whatever happened. Well, there are lots of gun clubs in the Bay Area, which is fascinating, and it lends itself to Michael Lind's point. And so it is this kind of Brazilianization where you have these, you know, if you're part of the clique and some kind of fraternal order, you're part of the power elite, as C. Wright Mills put it, then you're in. But if you're not, then you can starve to death in the streets while robots come and try to move you off the corner that animal rights groups work on.
Wow. I don't know what the solution is for the Californians out there. They're starting to fight back. We've heard from some county sheriffs out there on the issue of detaining illegals, and they don't damn right well they are illegals, and turning them over to ICE, get them out of the country. But when you have a governor of the state that is basically just telling the constitutionally minded people in California, first of all, he's mandated to follow the Constitution, and there's some lawyering going on about the issue of what's constitutional and what can a governor do. And, well, okay, we're gonna tie this up in legalese with the lawyers in federal courts. And who are the federal judges and who appointed them, and on and on and on this goes. You know, this is the simple solution. How to enact it is, Chris, another thing entirely. But whip out ye old Constitution out there and say, you know what? You know, where does it say that you can bankrupt the state by giving handouts, freebies, extending the tax base of the taxpayers in California to fund illegals, and putting out a big welcome mat, running the states and their pensions right into the ground? Where do you get off doing this? There has got to be a way that good Californians can say, excuse me, Mr. Brown, you're wrong and you're gone.
Yeah.
This is a state that once had Ronald Reagan as governor. And as I said, Ronnie Reagan, a little sordid background there, but people don't want to pay attention to that because, well, he was one of the greatest presidents. Well,
right.
He was an actor, for God's sakes. He acted his way through.
And there's another actor in the White House. Holy cow.
Well, now he was a reality TV star. Exactly. I don't think he ever claimed to be an actor.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Appreciate it, bud.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
One of callers, they always wait till the last half hour of the show. they've conditioned themselves. That's the time to dial in. But I wanted to play this, and I've been saying this, and nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, has given me any feedback. I keep telling you about One America News. It's on the satellites. It's on the cable systems. Yet I'm hearing nothing from anybody. You know, you know you can only trust Fox a little bit here and a little bit there. And the other ones, they've got an agenda, and they're hell-bent on delivering that agenda. And I wanted to give you a little taste here of what you'll hear on One America News. And this has to do with Bashar al-Assad and the whole deal in Syria. The talking head on this one is Patrick Husen, I think it is. Here it is.
In Syria, yet another alleged chemical weapons attack claims the lives of some 40 people. And while much of the media rushes to condemn Assad, One America's Pearson Sharp explains why he feels the evidence is not adding up.
President Bashar al-Assad is up to his old tricks again. Just as world opinion begins turning in his favor, and with President Trump calling for U.S. troops to pull out of Syria, Assad shrewdly carries out a plan to turn the whole world against him yet again. At least, that's a story being churned out by the mainstream media, who insist that on the eve of victory, with a string of military successes on his side, President Assad chose to launch a chemical attack and murder 40 innocent civilians outside the Syrian capital on Saturday. Experts agree it's the most unlikely move the president could take, yet many Western leaders are apparently more than willing to believe it. President Trump, for one, is taking a hard line, just as he did back in April of 2017, warning there's going to be a big price to pay for the attack. The president met with his cabinet and says he's weighing his options and will have a decision by the end of Monday. Senior U.S. military advisors also spoke with the president, deciding how best to respond to the attack.
I'd like to begin by condemning the heinous attack on innocent Syrians with banned chemical weapons. It was an atrocious attack. It was horrible.
Trump's team is gung-ho and ready for action, with Secretary of Defense James Mattis warning that a military response isn't off the table. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday, Mattis says the U.S. is working with allies in Europe and the Middle East to figure out why chemical weapons are still being used in the attacks.
The first thing we have to look at is why are chemical weapons still being used at all when Russia was the framework guarantor of removing all the chemical weapons. And so working with our allies and partners from NATO to Qatar and elsewhere, we're going to address this issue.
Not everyone is on board, though, with Russia warning that the alleged poison gas attack must be investigated first. A spokesman for President Vladimir Putin says it's both wrong and dangerous to draw any conclusions before even trying to look at the evidence.
Our military experts have been there, as well as the Syrian Red Crescent, and they have not found any traces of the use of chlorine or any other chemical substance against
That's
civilians.
Sergei Lavrov.
In fact, the foreign minister is even warning the attack was known by both Syria and Russia ahead of time and was part of a clear provocation as part of a strategy to incriminate President Assad.
Our servicemen working on the ground in Syrian Arab Republic have warned us more than once that by all indications, a serious provocation was being planned, and the Syrian government spoke about this as well. A provocation aimed at accusing Damascus again in use of a poisonous substance against civilians.
That fits with Syria's own statements 2 weeks ago when it announced that there were alerts that terrorists were planning a chemical weapons attack to, quote, put pressure on the Syrian regime. Lavrov was joined by Eik Sellstrom, the former director of UN weapons inspectors in Syria, who says it's way too early to assess the data on the weapons attack. Sellstrom added that Assad already had the rebels on the run. In fact, they had just pledged to leave the area within 48 hours. Considering that, he says it doesn't make any sense for Assad to suddenly change tactics and begin using chemical weapons, and that it seems very unlikely that Syria is responsible. In fact, many agree it's much more probable that Jaish al-Islam is behind the attack, since the Islamic terror group is known to have chemical weapons and was operating in the area at the time. The group would also know that by carrying out this attack, they would turn the world against Assad and also bring down NATO bombers on the Syrian army, both of which work heavily in their favor. The fact that the chemical is claimed to be chlorine further complicates matters, since chlorine dissipates quickly and doesn't leave any clear traces in the body. Moscow reports that its officers have already visited the hospital in Douma, and after speaking with the staff firsthand, they cannot confirm reports of the assault. But that didn't stop Israel. Without waiting for any evidence or an investigation, Israel launched a retaliatory attack on a Syrian airbase known as T-4, killing at least 14 people. The attack came out of nowhere, and Russia, which is currently carrying out a large-scale air operation in Syria to target terrorists, says it wasn't warned about the strike ahead of time. That's particularly worrying since Russia reportedly has military advisors stationed at that airbase. Germany jumped to its own conclusions as well, with Chancellor Angela Merkel rushing to condemn Syria.
And the regime's actions are despicable. They're inhumane, and they break basic rules of international humanitarian law. And this must not go unpunished. And also in this use of poison gas, the circumstances indicate the Assad regime was responsible too.
It's not clear what circumstances Germany is referring to, since the evidence has yet to be analyzed. But Britain isn't waiting to find out either, with Prime Minister Theresa May announcing that Assad, along with his allies Russia and Iran, should pay the price for this attack. The whole situation recalls events from exactly 1 year ago, when some 80 people were killed in an alleged chemical attack in Han Shaehun. With help from the White Helmets, an organization with clear ties to Islamic terror groups, the media whipped Western governments into a frenzy, condemning Assad for the attack without any evidence. Without waiting for an investigation, and totally ignoring the inspectors on the ground who said their findings weren't adding up, Trump pushed his red button and launched a devastating missile attack on a Syrian airbase. But in the days, weeks, and months that followed, the evidence continued to contradict the media's story about Assad. And today, it's all but certain that the terrorist groups launched the attacks, not President Assad. But that doesn't seem to matter to the media or other Western governments, including Washington, which appeared to have a major case of amnesia and seem ready to strike at Assad once again. And what's even stranger is that doctors in the area are raising concerns that the attack may not have even happened. One doctor in a hospital in Douma says that he's been in the city since the beginning and hasn't seen a single patient with chemical injuries.
I've been in Douma since the beginning of the events there. We did not treat any injuries or any patients suffering from injuries from poisoning agents. We did not treat any cases of this kind.
With Douma all but captured and prisoners finally being released, along with rebel fighters and their families being bussed out by the thousands, it's not clear what advantage President Assad would gain from suddenly using chemical weapons. Max Abrams, a professor from Northeastern University and an expert on terrorism and political violence, says this attack would be the single stupidest thing that Assad could do. So far, all news of the attack has come from opposition activists and the White Helmets, and Abrams warns these groups shouldn't be trusted. He explains they are clearly pro-opposition and have fought for their own anti-Assad political agenda in the past. He's joined by Amar Wakaf, the director of British think tank Gnosis, who says these claims are being made by people who have strong biases to portray the Syrian government as badly as possible. It's unclear how President Trump will respond, but with the doubt about who is responsible and the overwhelming evidence that Assad didn't carry out last year's attacks, many are hoping the president won't rush in without an investigation for a second time. And in the meantime, Assad's sure victory from a few days ago now seems very far away. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
We can use your help. Call your cable provider and kindly demand that One America News is added to your lineup. Call today.
One America News Network. OANN.com. Amazing. Fox says, we report, you decide. Well, they've dropped that. Now they're there to give you expert opinion based on faulty fact. Thank you very much. The Fox, the FAUX network. Let's go to the phones. John in Humboldt, California. Hello, John. I got Miller in New York first. I'm sorry. Was that first name or last name?
Last name.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, John?
Hi.
For a lot of this, I feel like I'm retreading old ground because I've covered the last two times that they've pulled this. Assad gassed his own people, bovine excrement on the American people in Syria. And the evidence has either come out that, well, there was no evidence. Or if there was evidence, it looked more like the terrorists in the region had done it, or the so-called moderates, than Assad's forces. And here we are again with another similar setup.
And it's almost ridiculous. I mean, it's gone past the point of being ridiculous, because all we have to do is remember what 16 years ago, Saddam Hussein and weapons of mass destruction. He didn't have any. And it's convenient, yeah. If you notice what they'll do with this, it's almost like posting public comment because you're legally bound to in the personals in your small hometown newspaper. It the story comes out, it's not vetted, it's reported as fact, and then weeks or months later, then you'll hear a small retraction, but the retraction or the correction is never made on the air by the propagandists that gave you the bad news in the first place.
Exactly. I wanted to mention something about newspapers, because I was going through the stores today. I was doing some errands, and I noticed something that I'd never noticed with one of these events. There was no newspaper articles on Syria. Now, maybe this was just in my area, but I was not able to find any newspaper articles on Syria.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, and I also went through YouTube's trending, and this is kind of less rare, but there was nothing on Syria in the trending tabs for YouTube either. So I'm getting the feeling that they're going to try and bury this very quickly.
Well, and that's why I started at the top of the hour. You know, I'm watching Donald Trump and his direct actions, whether it's against Mexico and telling him to stuff it. You know, we're going to put a wall up. Well, the funding isn't there. We got $1.3 or $1.6 billion and a $13 billion. I got an idea. I'll send the National Guard down until we get that wall built with China. I mean, they've been actually eating our lunch. They have taken the kitchen, the refrigerator, and the food. They've been eating our lunch for years, when what we need the most is jobs. We need the job providers back here. So he knocked on them rather heavily. They're folding. North Korea, same thing. And as I said, I'm crossing my fingers. This is not based on anything but just a considered thought, that maybe the reason John Bolton was brought in was just to demonstrate that I've got a big stick and I might use it if I have to. But I'm starting to think here that you're right. This is going to disappear. It's going to go away. I think Trump, and I'm hoping, not saying he is, but I'm hoping this is what he'll do in the next 6 months. We're going to be the hell out of Syria. But here again, this is going to be a test of Donald Trump and his presidency and how much of those campaign promises he's willing to uphold for the American people. Because it wasn't Donald Trump, really. It was the people that made Donald Trump that put him in office because of what he was talking about. And so far, if we were to sit down and objectively make out a scorecard, I think he's trending up on that scorecard. So, you know.
I agree. I will say this. It is not looking good for the Democrats, especially if they continue down this road of we're going after your guns. And it's kind of in your face at this point.
Yes, isn't it? I go ahead. Violate the very thing that guarantees your freedom if necessary. You know, it's kind of like only break glass in case of emergency. That Second Amendment and your long rifle, no matter what it looks like and how it shoots, is your emergency. That's your break-your-glass emergency situation. So, yeah, try to come after the guns. And for a lot of people before, and I've got to tell you this, what's your first name?
Mike.
Okay, Mike. I don't want to call you Miller because I don't want to do that. But okay. if you remember here, take a look at where actions against the Second Amendment took place. Look what happened with the Black Panthers. You know, this thing of white guys walking around, we have the right to keep and bear arms. Yeah, it's been used as a demonstration of, here I am, here is my weapon, I'm not here to shoot anybody or do any damage. Whereas the Black Panthers out in California back in the 60s, they were the militant arm. They came out. They were walking around with weapons. Hell, they even walked in, I think, the Santa Clara City Council chambers, armed to the teeth, walked right in, looking Billy Bad Butt and ready to shoot and chew bubblegum, and they didn't bring any bubblegum. But that's when you started to see things like the L.A. police chief create the SWAT teams, the special weapons and tactics, to deal with such instances. And what we've had is a full-on assault, and building of a police state and its tactics since those days. Oh, by the way, look up the 10 planks of the Black Panthers to begin with, and you'll see the modern-day Black Lives Matter. It's the same old thing done with a different script.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike.
You know, I have a challenge for David Hogg. I don't know if he's listening, but I think it was Michael Rivero said, we need a new anti-war movement. David Hogg, you have the platform. Why don't you make some use out of it that'll do some good for America and the world? Start by going against this war with Syria, Iran, Russia.
Nah, he's out there working his own agenda. Mike, I got to keep moving. Thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. John in Humboldt, California. Hello, John.
Hello?
Hello?
I heard that blip. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Statmiller. So I'm holding a golf ball in my hand that my brother-in-law found at our local golf course.
Uh-huh.
And it says, He Environmental Engineering Group on it, right?
Yeah.
And he thought it was quite strange because my last name is He, H-E-E. And so we both kind of like, whoa, what? Okay, so I did some research, and we have Chinese environmental engineering groups up here in Humboldt County, which is way far away from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of strange, but just to kind of throw that in. So what I've done is I compiled a full research pamphlet that I'm handing out to people here locally. I haven't been a part of the VA program. I never asked for anything until it's been 20 years since I've been in the military. And you start rubbing elbows down there now, and it's kind of, I mean, there's a lot of tension, especially up in this area because, you know, the legalization of the marijuana or whatnot. And yesterday you were talking about the poppies and the opium.
Yes.
So I called in. I think I told Mike to research North Carolina. There was an ex-CIA guy that got busted growing $500 million worth of opium in a one-acre parcel in North Carolina last year, May 26th. So you said that it, you know, maybe they're bringing it closer to home. Very well, Mike.
There has not been a reason or the logic aside from the opioid crisis, and that was it all of a sudden. And again, this is on One America News, the only network that covered this, by the way. And there they were saying that, hey, you know, U.S. soldiers are over there bombing and eradicating the poppy fields in Afghanistan. Boom, there it was. But no reasons given.
What was it? 10 years before that, it was Geraldo, right? It was over there saying, hey, these guys are doing their thing. Look at this.
Yeah. All right.
We got our U.S. troops over here.
Got to keep moving, John. I appreciate your call, though.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's take Alan in South Carolina. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could just sit here and listen. It's a lot easier, but I just can't.
Okay.
But the fellow that called in earlier about our friend Mark Zuckerberg, he was exactly right on it. And the only thing they accused the Zuck of was with colluding with Trump about the Russian intervention. It was really, as you all have been saying over and over, ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous.
Well,
but in general,
yeah.
Seems unfortunate. We've been to the ballot box. The jury, us, is definitely in on all this stuff. So what does that leave us? So only that last box. I really do hate that because I think that's exactly what our enemies want.
Well, but if you notice, what they're trying to do is rob us from the last box. It's the jury box. It's the ballot box and the cartridge box, and they're going after that one now. So we either are going to have a day of reconciliation with our own Constitution and its laws, or we're going to get rid of the asshats that want to violate the tenets that really, truly brought freedom and liberty to a group of people. And I'm a little bit biased, but I will say that on par, I think it's the best government that's ever been put together by men. So inspired by God, as many people want to argue against that. Well, all the founders were deists. No, they weren't. If you've ever read Washington's address, I think you get the pretty good idea that he relied heavily on something higher than his own intelligence. But that is a subject for another day. I thank you for your call. We've got a lot of calls waiting here, and I'm running out of time. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. I know time's pretty short here. Let me just lay out a couple things, and I'll call back tomorrow. But a lot of people are making a misassumption here that when a city council like Deerfield passes an ordinance or a code, it's somehow a law. And it's not a true law. A state legislature is the only entity that can pass a true positive law.
Right.
So when these city councils start passing an ordinance, it's color of law. And there may be some remedy included if we can flesh it out and maybe get someone like Ron McDonald to weigh in to see if this would be the right way to go. And my scenario is that we have a chance to invoke Title 18, Section 242, which makes it a crime to use color of law to deprive a person of a right or privilege guaranteed to him by the Constitution. So I know time's short, but I wanted to lay that out because if we want remedy, I think we have to take it upon our hands individually and put these city councils on notice.
Well, and that would be the way to go, but if it's true that they're going to use the police to enforce this, now you're upping the ante and try resisting with real meaning and with a firearm a cop that is there pretending to protect the citizenry, even though it's under the color of law. Then you've got major problems.
Well, but I think if we start early and get it stopped in its tracks before the cops even get involved, before it gets passed, and that's what I'm saying. And even now with Deerfield, I think people should go after it from a constitutional basis and do it individually, because if they hire lawyers, they're going to get shut out. The lawyers will not represent them.
Well, people have said, you know, John, you should have been, you know, you should have been this. You should have been run for the Senate or the Congress, or you should have been a county sheriff. If I were the sheriff in the city in which Deerfield is, I would have made a little visit and told the city council people, hey, look, you know, I really don't want to lock you in my jail. But if you keep doing these blatantly unconstitutional and illegal things, I might have to look at it. Hang on a second. Let me check with the state law in the attorney general's office. Not saying that it'll net you anything. But if I was the county sheriff, I'd like what the county sheriff did in Antrim County, Michigan, where the UN and their mouthpieces came rolling in and tried to steal people's property. The people went to a judge, presented the evidence. The judge picks up the phone and she said, unless you want to find yourself in your own facility, I'd knock this stuff off. And which he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Wayne. All right, folks, we're out of time here. Please don't forget to support this network. Keep us on the air. We're going to have some interesting battles in the future. And I, for one, want it made public for all to see and hear. I want to thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.